TC Securities Corporation in Penticton. Rick David, your investment advisor in the 200 block of downtown Penticton, second floor of the City Center building.
It's kind of a treat because Rick does this every once in a while. We get people that he works with every day to come and join us, and Carolyn's our guest today. Hey, first of all, before we get back to the questions, where is your office? How can people get hold of you?
I have an office in Penticton, and it's actually at Wade and Ellis at the Capri Insurance office. And my entrance is off the side off Wade Avenue, but you can go into the front too. But the best way to reach me is to give me a call or email.
So we know, because I wanted to get Rick's location and everything when we finish off the show all the time. Very good. Rick, she's doing okay, I think. We're okay.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of information there.
Yeah, he's just handing me some questions here that are coming in on the phone. So we'll get to that right now. Listener from Winfield today. Thank you. Can you explain the difference between the amortization period and term, and the term itself?
Sure.
Okay.
So the amortization is the full length of a mortgage loan. For example, you know, most amortization is about 25 years. So the payments are calculated based on the interest rate and the full length of the loan. I have a mortgage, for example, 5-year term, which means that is the term, that's the negotiated agreement time that I've set with my lender that I'll pay a certain rate and have those payments. And at the end of that 5-year term, I'll still have 20 years left of my mortgage that I need to negotiate again with the same lender or a different lender. So payments are calculated on that full loan time.
Okay. Amortization. Make sure I get that one right. Good. From Winfield, thank you very much. Okay, Randy was with us here earlier. Okay, I want to move out to the Upper Similkameen where it's colder than it is here today. People don't know this, Carolyn, because, well, they know now if they're catching in real time. These shows are produced in the winter and we roll them back, so you'll be able to hear yourself throughout 2015.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how the show rolls on a Sunday at 8:10 in the morning.
So my sister didn't have to get up at 8 o'clock this morning.
Is she there now?
No, my two sisters.
Well, you better say hi now.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Tracy.
Thank you. Okay, who underwrites the mortgages you offer? And that's coming from Sally and Headley today. Who underwrites the mortgages that you offer?
Okay.
Yeah.
So the money, again, comes from discount bank money. And the underwriters are just the companies that we deal with in terms of where the money is processed or administered. It can be a bank, it can be a credit union, it can be a monoline. Monolines are just a group of companies that do the lending processing for that wholesale money.
Right. Good.
Yeah.
Where did you get your schooling for all this anyway?
At UBC.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. How many years were you at UBC then, Carolyn?
Well, I was at SFU for 4 years and UBC for one.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That's a long time. You could have been a lawyer if you stayed two more. What courses were you taking? It was all money management and things like
that? Yeah, the mortgage broker certification course.
Yeah. We're not going off topic. It's just so people get to know you a little bit. How did you and Rick David end up working together then? This was just helping each other? Is that
actually
how that was, Rick?
Dennis, what it was is, referral sources, and I had a number of realtors in town, and they suggested I give Carolyn a call, and so that's where we kind of met one another and worked from there.
Really good. Excellent. And thank you for coming in too. We're really moving along here today on our money show here, the long and the short of it, but we'll get back to it here. And thank you, Sally from Headley, for checking in too. Another question for you today, and this one's coming in from Vassal Lake. What's the difference between a secured line of credit and a conventional mortgage, Carolyn?
Well, a secured line of credit is an extended credit amount that is basically secured by your home. So if someone has equity in their home, they can typically get a loan that's secured by that equity or by the amount you own of your home. Most of the time, it's up to 65% of the loan to value. They are an open product, so you can pay it off when you like. The sort of mandatory payments are interest only payments, and they are also a variable rate product. So they're based on typically prime the prime plus 5, but I've seen them even up to 10% too. So it just depends on your situation and what you've negotiated with your bank or lender. So those are an open product. You can pay them off. They're great things for short-term credit needs. Obviously a lot more affordable than a credit card. So if you need something short-term, you can have them as a standalone product or in addition to a mortgage. Sometimes people come in and, you know, they want a bit of a split product. So you can have a conventional mortgage where you have that negotiated rate and payment schedule and time frame. And maybe in addition, you have a line of credit that's more of an open product.
Hey, what can stand up as equity other than a house or land? Is there anything else that would stand up? If you want to lend money, I've got this old piece of art that would be worth $20,000.
Maybe for some lenders, but not a mortgage lender.
I see.
Mortgage is always tied to a property or a building and property or raw land.
Always.
Yes.
Yeah, I wondered about that. I thought, what else could people use if they were going in there and they really need to find some money to do
something? That's where you, I guess, go to a bank or... Go ahead, Rick.
Well, and obviously investment accounts. You know, they can draw money from their investment account, not a registered account like an RSP or tax-free savings account, but they could use an open account like what we call a Canadian or U.S. cash account and borrow against that. It's called margin. Or, you know, they could probably talk to a lender and just use that that account as equity and get the financing from the bank or another lender.
I just wonder how creative people can be and where they can reach to try and find equity sometimes if they don't have the property or don't want to put property up if there is options on it. Interesting.
Yeah, it gets very fairly narrow, but there are a couple of the different alternatives.
It'd have to be because they're worth a whole lot. We've only got 2 minutes left in the show. Carolyn, a bit more about you. We actually have to take another break. We'll take a break. We'll come right back real quick, like, and you can get out what you have to here today. You're listening to The Long and the Short of It on Soul Country.
When it's time to get serious about how to invest, your first step should be a visit to Rick David at IPC Securities in Penticton, City Center Building. The first thing Rick does is discuss and define your specific financial goals and needs. That first session will last about half an hour and won't be intimidating. Together, you'll create a plan that allocates capital and is inexpensive to operate. The final design will consist of investment solutions that will help you reach your financial goals for the short and the long term. In our modern age of high-speed technology, it's not hard to keep track of business transactions happening anywhere in the world. With daily fluctuations and, more importantly, what that means for your investments, it just makes good sense to have sound professional advice. Get the long and short of it with someone who's close by and knows the local market just as much as the international one. Rick David is just a phone call or email away. Set up an appointment, IPC Securities Corporation in Penticton. Rick David, your investment advisor in the 200 block of downtown Penticton, second floor of the City Center Building.
Carolyn, you're kind of just getting your rhythm. I hope you can come back another time.
I would love to. Thank you.
Yeah, very good. When do you work then? Monday through Friday? You just break it early?
Monday through Monday, actually.
I see.
Whenever people need me, I work on weekends and evenings.
Really good. Well, thank you. Well, we'll get to know a lot more about you and what you do through time. 20 minutes goes fairly quickly. Rick, thank you for getting creative on this one, too. Anything you want to say about Carolyn before we
roll absolutely. Out of here today? If anybody has any questions, you don't have to give me a call. You can call her direct. And what's your number there, Carolyn?
My number is 250-488-0631.
And I'm sure you're accessible with...
Anytime. CKID at lendingmax.ca. And just to let people know that if you have any questions at all, give me a call. There's no cost. Lenders pay me, not you. And call or email. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Dennis.
Again, your office again?
Is at Capri Insurance.
And company name?
Lending Max.
The opinions and commentary are solely that of Rick David and not that of IPC Securities Corporation. Listeners are advised to talk to their own financial advisor for their own financial advice. IPC Securities Corporation is a member of the Canadian Investors Protection Fund.